Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we want to talk about biblical valuable marriage. Aleftiona and Brother Giuseppe have been married for 72 years. So that's a real blessing. Amen. Sister Yolanda is a great thing. Amen. Marriage is designed from God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you the verse of the Bible. Please look in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, 21. So we'll read it together. That and this impossible. That God wants us to hear what marriage valuable is all about. The marriage designed by God for successful. All right, can I hear amen? Amen. So if you don't say amen, I'm thinking, whoa, what am I doing here? Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper completely look like in him. In verse 21, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep in the life of Adam. And this sleep, when he was sleeping very deep, he took in one of his rib and closed the flesh in place. Then the rib, the Lord God has formed as a man made the woman. And he bore it to him. And Adam said, what beautiful she is. Father, we pray that the blessing of the Lord will come into our life this morning. Every marriage people will be blessed. Every single people will be filled with a blessing. Every marriage that fell on the past, you're giving me a new start, a new life. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. So, we're talking about marriage, and I'm going to do the best that I can this morning to make it clear that marriage is designed by God, not for anybody else, okay? The first marriage was done by God. It's clear on the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit had given me a lot of the verse in the last night that you've gone through, that it started from the beginning of the Bible and finished on the end of the Bible. So it's a lot of blessing, amen? So the marriage is designed by God for successful blessing in a life. So, on the last 40 years, I needed to tell you, because I've been searching about the situation with the marriage problem today. On the last 40 years, the devil attacked the marriage and the family really, really bad. The devil attacked the marriage and family really, really bad. For example, this is a survey they done by university. In 1974, listen careful, one every 10 marriage was filed. One every 10. It was not too bad. So in 1974. In 1988, in Australia, over 2.5 million people lived together outside the marriage. In 2000, they increased that number to 5.5 million people living outside the marriage in the affected relationship. They break the heart of God, what actually God is creating marriage. Then in Australia situation, and all around the world, it became a really complicated situation. That we break the heart of God. Remember what I said? Marriage was designed by God. And the first marriage on this world was done by God. God, the man, said, not good for him to live by himself. I'll let them make something to look nice for him. Amen. Looking like the prince for the heaven. Amen. So he making him to sleep. He making a big operation. That's why we have a big hole here. So he take the rib and they're making a beautiful woman. And giving to him and said, that's for you. Amen. Take him, be blessed for the rest of your life. Amen. Glory be to God. So in 2013, more than half a marriage is divorced. More than half a marriage, that's mean 50%. In 2015, 70% live together without a marriage. 70% live together without a marriage. In 2016, 45% of the teenage from age 13 to 18 living without biological parents. And 29% of this teenager 13 to 17 are sex abused by no parents biological parents. The devil will destroy the family. The devil will destroy the family. Marriage was completely destroyed by the devil. Now, if you destroy the marriage, you destroy the house, you destroy your family. So marriage was not created by the civility of the society, but it was created by God. So when we destroy the marriage, we destroy the community. We destroy the church, we destroy the family, we destroy the house. That's what God said. And the Holy Spirit wanted me to tell you that because we needed to change the way we're doing. Amen. We needed to do the right thing, to marry the right man, to marry the right woman, and to have a success in our life. So he said, the Lord God, he said, that it's not good for a man to leave it by himself. I'm making it something good for him to leave it with the blessing of your life. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. So the Lord God designed a blessed marriage, a blessed wedding. And I wanted to tell you that 40 years ago, 45 years ago, I married this beautiful woman and she blessed my life. And that's what I am today. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. So the man will leave his mother and father and unite to his wife, and they be two become one body. Amen. Not like two people anymore. There is one body. You know, let me tell you, in my house, we have a one bank account, we have a one house, we have a one thing together. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Jesus said the same thing. In Matthew 19, 4 and 6, Jesus answered, they said, surely, they said to them, it's right that God made it in this world marriage to be female and male and to be joined together and to be husband and wife and to have the great family. God is creating that. And the, no man should be destroyed or separated. What God put together, let no man be separated. Amen. So let me tell you, if something happened in your marriage, God build your life and give you your heart to have a new way of living and to have a new marriage into your life. Biblical marriage is to grow through your spiritual life. Amen. Remember that the marriage is not grow to the civilization of the world, to the technology that the making, you know, the people are doing. You know, you go on the internet and find your boy or your girl. So no, that's not the way. Amen. God is creating the marriage to be in, you know, in influence of faith and believe. Glory be to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I was talking to my friend Babu yesterday, and I asked him if he loved a nice girl. He said, yeah, Pastor, I love the girl, but I want my parents to be looking through that. That's a good thing, amen? Because the parents knows what this girl look like, amen? If the parents are choosing for your girl, boy, I'm telling you, you never go wrong, amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, you know, Brother Babu, he has the eyes on some of the girls on the church, so we're going to pray for I'm not going to tell him who he is, but anyway, we're going to pray about. I left to get the permission for the mother and father first. My brothers and my sisters, marriage is grow by your love. And let me tell you something. Marriage is not a sex life. Marriage is love from the heart. Amen. That's where it is. Somebody loving you that you can see from their heart. And the Apostle Paul explained it very well in Romans 17, verse 1 to 3. My brothers, my sisters, all of you understand the law. The Moses was there for a reason. But, for example, woman must be stay married to the husband. How long the husband will live? And if the husband dies, she's free to get married. Amen. Praise God. If your husband die, you can enjoy yourself with somebody else. But until your husband is leaving, you belong to your husband. And if your wife belong to you, and you belong to your wife. And you should not look at anybody else because God give you that. And that's for you, for your joy for the rest of your life. Hello? Pastor Tony, you're talking too much this morning. Honor to be honored. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Marriage should be honored by honor. Amen. You honor your wife. You honor your wife. You know, you honor your husband. And keep it marriage pure. God will judge guiltiness and the sexual sins. God will judge that. Amen. Marriage is preventing. And the marriage is designed for companionship. Marriage is to design for companionship. Preventing any confusion. God has said, the law God has said, it is not good for the man to live by himself, but I will make it for him a help and a blessing. Marriage is preventing morality. Marriage is for life. A marriage is not for 1 year or for 2 years. If it's good or not good, when you marry somebody, you should desire to serve in God. And let me tell you, put Jesus inside your marriage. Amen. If Jesus is inside your marriage, nobody will fall. Remember the first marriage that happened in John 4. When these two couples invited Jesus to come to the wedding. And the problem started, and immediately the problem was resolved because Jesus was a miracle, and they gave him abundant wine for the problem to come over because Jesus in the life of these two couples. If Jesus in your house, whatever problem happened, they will be survived. They will be forgiving one another. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. Marriage is the sign of a success in your life. To have a blessing. And I am what I am today because of this woman who loved me. Amen. And blessed my life. Amen. So men should leave his mother and father and be united to their heart, to this wife, and the two become one body, one life. Marriage is a preventive. To have interrupting in your life. Marriage is the example that you stay married in unconditional, all right? We all make a mistake. We all gone out of track. But if we work together, we can forgive one another. We can build a relationship that can be unbreakable marriage. Build the unbreakable marriage in your life. Build the unbreakable marriage. Enjoy your life with your wife. Enjoy your life with your husband. Enjoy it because God is giving to you. If God is giving to you, no one can separate it from you. Keeping Christ into your life. Keeping Christ into your life. Husband, love your wife as a Christ loved the church. Hello. Husband, love your wife as a Christ loved the church, that he gave himself for her. Let me tell you what Christ cost him to love the church. It cost his life. He loved the church, that he went on the cross of Calvary to die for the love of his church. Husband, love your wife as a Christ loved the church. That if you love your wife as a Christ loved the church, no one that can break your eye. No one. No, if she make a mistake. No, if something happening. You can build the love, incorruptible and unbreakable love. We all make a mistake. We all understand. Jesus said, love your wife as a Christ loves you. Husband, be. Serve your husband. I mean, wife, love your husband and serve him and respect him and honor him because he belongs to you and that he should not look anybody else in his life. Submitting to God. Resisting the devil and he will flee away from you. Submitting to God. Rebuking the devil and that he will flee away from you. Your marriage can be better and better and better than yesterday. Hello? Your marriage can be better and better than yesterday. Your marriage can be having peace and joy. into the world of trouble. Pastor Tony, you don't know my situation, why I lost my marriage. Let me tell you something. God is there to build your life, not to put you there. Whatever happened on the past, let the past go and looking for the future. God has a new wife for you, new husband for you, new bless. The bless is on the way to come. God will take care for you and for your life. He will bless you. Your marriage will be more blessed because God has said, I will bless you and generation to come. We saw the situation that the world will live today, that the higher problem we have, the breaking marriage we have, we can change. We can change. We can start to change. We can start to change. We can start to do the right thing. God wants you and I to love one another, respect one another. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for everyone who believes in him to have a blessed life, rest of life. God teaching us what marriage is. God is forgiving, and that he can forgive, and us we should forgive one another. How is God forgiving us? Hello? You can choose to honor your marriage, or you can choose to destroy your marriage. But remember, the consequences are not only you, but the children, and the society, and the church, and everybody else. 29% of the children abuse, but not biological parents, live with somebody else. Let me tell you, you want the children to stay in your house, to stay under your blessing. Amen. It is a bless to be continued. God designed your marriage to be a blessed marriage. Amen. Young people, if you're not married, let's remember what Pastor Tony said, that marriage is from God. And God will indicate to you if you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, that if it's not for you, leave it immediately. I have a girl come to me once and they was crying because her boyfriend, they said, oh, you're not good enough for me. You know what I said to her? You left, thank God, because God told you already that this man is not good for you. And that's valuable for everybody else. Amen. Amen. God will show you. Amen. God will show you.